Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk.
I am Troy Shockley, and this is the Coffee Break Podcast. Thanks for joining our chat today. Coffee Break brought to you by Cochrane Insurance. We've got Joy Novota waiting in the wings. She's going to be our grand finale today, but we're sneaking in Stacy this morning because we want to talk Princess Tea Party. Stacy, how are you?
Good. Good morning.
You've been here before, and it feels like you're here for something different every time, from tea parties to peanut butter. You're always in here talking about something.
Oh, absolutely. Got to keep the community running.
Can you quick introduce yourself to folks? Let them know who you are and what it is that you do.
Hi, my name is Stacy Summer. I'm with Helena's Playable Playgrounds, and we are best known for our Princess Tea Party.
Yeah, and so in terms of the tea party, this thing was scheduled, getting ready to take place. COVID hit, and like 12 minutes before it was set to start, it got shut down.
Absolutely. Yeah, very heartbreaking time for everybody involved, especially our little people coming to the tea party. But we were about 12 hours away from it. The sandwiches were made. The cupcakes were loaded. We were ready to go, and, well, no tea party.
Yeah. I mean, super frustrating, I know. And can you explain to folks sort of what typically happens with the Princess Tea Party? What does that normally look like?
Normally, it's about 650 people in the ballroom. We do pictures with the princesses. We do arts and crafts. We have the big blue blocks. We have a little sit-down tea and a show, and, well, it's going to look a little different this year.
Yeah. And so, folks, as you said, I mean, this thing was ready to go. People, of course, had their tickets. They were ready to go to this thing. But now in our new look reality, you've been working really hard to figure out just what could be done. You know, there are all the rules and regulations, and we still want to put on an event. We were talking before the show started. You couldn't really do this thing virtually. So many people moved to Zoom. Then the kiddos are just watching TV. They're not meeting their princess hero.
Yeah. That's going to be one of our harder things to get over, is how do we make this work in COVID? How do we make it work to keep our kids and our princesses safe? And, well, we worked really hard to come up with some good solutions. So hopefully it'll all pull out.
Now there is a solution. And this is, I want to point out, this is for folks that had tickets, because we had hundreds of people that had tickets for this thing ready to show up. And then it was canceled, right beforehand. And so you've worked to figure this thing out for the folks that had the tickets. It's just we can't do them all at once.
It is correct. We divided it into three events. Our first event would be Friday, November 6th at 6 p.m. We're calling it the Royal Family Ball. It's more of a masquerade ball, if you understand what I'm asking here. But very limited seating, basically four people to a table that we would normally put eight at. We're going to a tea box instead of a tea lunch. Basically, they get a box when they come in, and it'll have all their snacks.
Okay. So that's going to be on November 6th. That's the Royal Family Ball, and it's just everybody is sort of spread out because we've cut it into basically a third, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Usually we'd have 650 on the floor, and we're going to have 200. The princesses will be there. We have a few princesses that haven't RSVP'd yet, but some of those are coming from quite a far way away, and they may not understand the COVID going on. So those princesses may or may not be there this year. We're going to have a big core of them. Yeah. And then we also have to limit the number of princesses because we're limited to the number of people that can attend the event.
Yeah, so four to a table, masks required, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And then instead of activity stations, they can pick up their activities and take them back to their table and play there.
Okay.
We're going to have a DJ going, and it's going to be a fun party. They just have to stay in the area of their tables.
And the princesses will show up. It's just there's not going to be running up and hugging and, unfortunately, that's not going to be able to happen.
Yeah, and we're trying to get approval to do face shields instead of masks, so they'll actually have a clear face shield on instead of a mask. So hopefully that'll go through with our health department and keep everybody safe, but yeah, that's the first round of fun.
Okay, so November 6th is round one, and then the following day is that Saturday, right?
The 7th. We're going to do a double hitter that day.
Okay.
So first one, for those that reserve the Princess of the Day tickets, those are the VIP tickets. Mm-hmm. They're going to have a special party at 2 o'clock. Once again, four to a table. Same idea with the activities, dance party going on at your table. So very, very much the same as the night before, but those are reserved for those Princess of the Day tickets.
And the Princess of the Day, there's also like a special bag that comes with that, right?
Yeah, Jensen Jewelers goes above and beyond to support our organization and the community building playgrounds. And they're donating tiaras and jewelry for each one of those little girls as part of their VIP ticket.
Okay. And so that'll be available at that event if folks didn't go and pick it up?
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, we made the original offer that if they wanted to go to Jensen Jewelers and pick it up, they could. But if they haven't done that, you can pick that up at that VIP event.
Okay.
And then just a few hours later, over in the theater side, we're going to be showing the Frozen movie. And this one is like for the mother that goes, oh my gosh, I can't believe we're going to try to do this during COVID.
Right.
Because they have like 1,900 seats over there and we're only going to use 200 of them. Every other row is blocked off. Just really good chance for social distancing. The princesses are going to walk through and not stop. Basically, they're going to do a parade. We're going to have Elsa, Anna, Kristoff, and Olaf for pictures.
Okay.
So they'll be able to see those four really up close and personal. But really, this one's designed for anybody that might have fragile health or really concerned about the COVID.
Yeah. And then again, you know, you'll have a snack box and that sort of thing. Masks required, just like everything else.
Masks required, yeah. They're going to get the same snack box the ones the night before are going to get. So we're going to take care of your food and you're going to get that little souvenir cup. We are having a waiting list if you'd like to purchase tickets. For those people that can't make it, we can put you in touch with those that have tickets that want to sell them.
So this, you know, once again, now we're talking with Stacy Summer this morning. We're talking Princess Tea Party and this canceled earlier in the spring with the COVID when it hit. And now this is the relaunch, the revamp. And it's going to be on November 6th for one event. And then there's two events on the 7th. This, again, for people that already had tickets. So if you had tickets, this is something that you can do. How do they do that? What's next step for them?
Basically, send me a text message. Here's my phone number, 303-949-7055. You can just send me a text message with your ticket number, what event you want to go to, and how many are in your party. Or just get on Facebook, send us a message through there. So we're taking those. We're going to do the first 200 for each event, and after that, we'll have to reassign you to the other events.
Okay. But. And then there is a wait list, it sounds like for that movie, if folks didn't have tickets before, but there is a wait list. Just in case you don't fill it up, you want to make sure that other people can take advantage of that so they can get a hold of you too?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, okay. We'll get them on that wait list, and if we don't max out that number, then we'll be able to add a few people to that event.
Okay. And there is a backup plan, just in case. We do have a backup plan, so it's not going to get full-on canceled this time.
Yeah, we're not going to play a full-on cancel anymore because we're putting those little snack boxes together beforehand. It'll have everything you need to have your tea party at home. So if for some reason we're canceled, we're going to do a drive-through tea party, and the princesses will be handing out those snack boxes with the teacups and everything inside them. You can go home and do a virtual tea party, and it'll be just our backup plan.
Yeah. And hopefully we don't need to use that. Hopefully that stays in the folder and nobody has to look at that. But once again, Stacy, could you hand out your the contact information if people need to get a hold of you?
Absolutely. Send me a text message at 303-949-7055. You can also go on our Facebook page or on our website at helenasplayableplaygrounds.org and send us a message and we'll reschedule your tickets for you.
Yep, and if you're driving, you weren't able to get that down, easier to remember, shoot me an email. It's troy@montanaradio.com, and we'll connect you with Stacy. Make sure that you get set up with your tickets. Stacy, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'll get all those princesses out there to have fun. We've got Joy Novota, as I mentioned, backstage. We're going to bring her on. We're talking stars on stage coming up on Coffee Break. I just wanted to step away from the show for a few seconds to tell you that if you miss an episode, you can always catch up. We're on iTunes, so find our show there or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Local and area events, city, state, and national officials, your neighbors doing incredible things. We talk to them all on Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk.
In today's always-on world, your business demands a simpler approach to network security. At Blackfoot Communications, we deliver state-of-the-art security solutions, from the perimeter to endpoint devices and remote data backup, for businesses across Montana. Ensure your company's network is online all the time. For more information, visit goblackfoot.com/security.
Welcome back into Coffee Break. I'm Troy Shockley. Thank you so much for sticking around this morning. We've got Joy Novota with us, and she hasn't been in for a while because, well, just like everybody else's world, her world got turned upside down when we're talking stars on stage. Joy, how you doing?
Well, we're anxious.
it's been a rough, I guess it's only like 6 months. It feels like it's been a lot longer than that.
60 years, maybe.
Yeah, it's been a very long time for a lot of us. I mean, individually and for businesses, small businesses out there. But for you, definitely, I mean, this has shut you down.
Completely, 101%. On the 10th of March, we had our last concert, but we didn't know it was our last concert.
Yeah, because you were going to have something again in April.
April, right, because that night we announced all of our season for concert season 10. And then I think that was on a Wednesday night. Friday, we went and did a workshop with another association in another town to help them out with some things. And everybody was so excited and all just jazzed up to go and had all these ideas that we took care of and came up with all kinds of plans and everything. 45 minutes later, Gary and I are in the car coming back and we hear on the news what's happening. And we looked at each other and we still didn't quite, you know, grasp it and believe it. And by Monday, of course, we were closed.
Yeah.
And we were supposed to have our last concert in April, but the show came from England. Well, they were shut down. Of course, they couldn't travel. And, I mean, everything just went to a screech.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so, getting ready to launch a season. I mean, you always bring such great talent to town, too. I mean, I know just business-wise, I mean, we're talking just dollars and cents. I know that's frustrating, but just personally, I know how much you're invested in the joy of bringing talent to town and letting people have that evening and have that time. And I know that's a big part of it for you, and so that's got to be frustrating aside from everything else.
Well, the emotional scale went from 10 to minus zero.
Yeah.
Because it was such a crash that was so totally out of the blue. And we had planned for about 18 months. I had been working on season 10 because there were several different things that we wanted to do a little differently because we have celebrating 10 seasons. Well, all of that work was gone in, you know, with that one announcement. And it's been very frustrating, but we're also very optimistic that after the holiday season that we're going to still begin season 10. We have three dates still on the calendar. As I said, walking in here, it's ironic that because today, October 7th, was the day we were
supposed to open
season 10. And our performers are locked in Canada because they can't travel. And even if they could, all the tours are canceled, so there's no other place for them to play. And, you know, our restrictions are such that we just don't feel capable of being able to handle some of those things because we're a small business. Mm-hmm. And we need to have, I guess, touch and feel with what we do. Yeah. Because, you know, when you perform with a live performer, it's different than throwing a CD on.
Yeah, Joy Novota with Stars on Stage is our guest. And, you know, for folks that don't know Stars on Stage and wonder, well, why couldn't you, you know, fill in the blank, right? The whole thing about Stars on Stage is that's a close, intimate, I mean, we're Las Vegas cabaret kind of, everybody is in tight and close, and that's just how it's built.
And that was the reason for it was to have intimacy and mm-hmm. to have the closeness with the performers. And the performers absolutely love coming here because of that, because it's different. You are up close and personal with your audience, and you can see their faces. You can see the reactions. We can see the performers and their reactions. And the momentum of all that emotion happening in the room is unbelievable. So it's not only that, but like I said, tours are canceled. Nobody's out on the road because they have no place to play.
Right. Yeah, you must be in contact with musicians. I mean, it's obviously frustrating for them as well.
Oh, it's, you know, some of them are in danger of losing their homes. Most musicians and professional musicians, that's what they do. They don't have other jobs. They don't know how to go out and change the oil in the car. They don't know. They don't know how to do those things. Because they have perfected their craft, because that's what they do. It would be like me suddenly going to have to be a radio disc jockey like you. I can't do that. I don't know how to do that.
You'd manage, I think.
Well, maybe give me a script. But anyway, it's just really been heartbreaking for all of us in so many levels. And one of our very favorite performers that was at during our first season, his first and only gig this entire year now is going to be in the 15th of October when he's doing a live stream out of Las Vegas.
Hmm.
He's put together his group, but everything else that he had was canceled. So when you hear things like that, that's pretty devastating.
Yeah, and the number, you threw a number at me right before we started. Did you say 12,000?
12 million.
12 million, okay, because I thought 12,000, that sounds like big, but that 12 million.
12 million musicians, entertainment people are out of work. And that, like I said, that doesn't include people like the people that manage venues, doesn't include the people that work there.
Concessions.
All the different background areas, all the auxiliary things on the sides, aside from who's going to be on the stage, all your tech staff, you know, all of those kind of people as well.
And I think our brains default. The musicians are out of work. Well, Garth Brooks has enough money,
Garth Brooks.
You know, but that's where our brain goes, right?
Right.
Is all those guys have so much money they can take a vacation.
Right.
That's a fraction of a percent of folks that they're millionaires and they want to be out touring and they can't, but they're okay.
Mm-hmm.
These other folks need to be touring,
right? And that's why they do tours with people like us so that they can then go on to, let's say, Missoula, and they do another show, and then they're on their way to Spokane, and then they're in Walla Walla, Washington, and it works
across.
It's a lot
like the rodeo circuit for cowboys. They finish their ride, and a lot of times they're not even waiting until the end of the event.
Right.
They're loading their gear into their truck before the next event starts because they've got to get down to Wyoming.
That's how it works. How it works. And as crazy as it sounds, I remember one of our shows one time had to be back in Phoenix, Arizona in 2 days from Helena. That was the tour. I mean, that was the routing that happened to work. But when you work with the agencies and the performers enough and you want somebody really, really badly, sometimes things, you try not to do that very often because that's hard on everybody. But on occasion, that type of thing happens. So, they spend a lot of road time, lots. Yeah.
Joanna Voda is our guest this morning. We're talking stars on stage. And, Joy, I have to ask, I mean, just financially, how is Stars on Stage? I mean, have you been able to get any help? I know that Montana is one of a few states that have offered up money specifically for the entertainment industry. Has Stars on Stage been able to access any of that government help?
Not really.
No?
No, because we're strictly, we don't take grant money. We don't do that kind of thing. We do our business strictly on ticket sales and how many people will buy tickets to join our series. That's the big thing, is if you become, it's not really a member, but you subscribe so that you have tickets for the entire season. That's what we look at, that amount as to how we can pull our budget together, to how many we can, who we can hire, and how we negotiate, the end results. So, well, we're working as hard as we can to, in the background, coming up with some ideas, back ideas to backup ideas.
Right.
Yeah. Option A, B, and C.
Contingencies to the contingency.
Right.
So, as we mentioned, I mean, tonight was supposed to be You had a country show set for tonight.
Yes, Trevor Panzak from Lethbridge, and wonderful young man and his band, and people would have just adored it. So, you know, we've got him on the radar. Hope to be able to bring him in next year sometime. But our option right now that we're looking at is our next concert that's on the books, because we also had one in November, mm-hmm. a November concert. Well, that
Masters
that
of Soul
tour,
is that
right,
November?
Right. Okay, you're good.
Well,
we took it. We that got canceled like okay. 4 months ago because yeah. they're from the back east. It's a group of 12 people. They can't be on the road unless they've got a long string of dates. So our next show is actually scheduled for March 8th, and we're looking at that being as the beginning of our season. We have two more shows in April scheduled, so we're going to plan that, and then we're going to try to get Trevor maybe back somewhere in between, maybe another. We just don't know for sure. Everything has to be fluid because yeah. we don't know what we don't know.
So right now, with the asterisk in front of it, what's our first show? Do we have Steve Leslie coming?
That's what we've got on the books for March 8th.
Okay.
Unless we move something in to get another one to maybe, if we can move ahead and everything's a go, then maybe we can move ahead and add another group out there, let's say the end of February or something. Dates are going to be sort of skewed because we have no control over that, and we have to work with the venue, what they have available, mm-hmm. what tours are out, who can come on what date to Helena, Montana, and how they can hook up with another one from there. So it takes a lot of routing, a lot of thinking out of the box.
Yeah, putting together that puzzle is always tough as it is,
mm-hmm.
matching schedules. And
right.
now there's so many more variables because you've got to figure out where are they coming from, can they get back?
Right.
You know, that's when we talked with Kevin out at the fairgrounds, really at the very front end of this thing when they were trying to figure out, well, can we have the rodeo this summer?
Mm-hmm.
You know, he said, well, even if restrictions were lifted here, the
right.
stock is based in Canada.
Right.
So he was concerned, you know, the owner of that company is going, well, yeah, if I get all of my stock into Montana and we have this event, that's great. But I don't know if Canada will let us back in at
that's
that point.
That's just it. That's the, you know, there's all those, because when you're looking at one concert, you probably are looking at another 25. So, I mean, you have to look at everything else, because if one falls out, it affects the next one. And like you said, they might get stuck someplace else, and then they're not going to be able to get to plan, you know, the next stop, that, yeah. which would be C or D. That's just how it works.
So are you planning for future? Are you trying, at this point, are you trying to figure out how can we get our remaining three shows
right.
in
that's
season
first,
10 before you look at anything else?
Right. That's the first thing that we want to do.
Okay.
So that, because if we can do those three shows and then possibly add a couple more, we'll just have a short season. You know, we'll
yeah.
do March, April, May, something like that. The other option we're looking at, Troy, is doing the March and April shows, and then our fall shows are rescheduled right now on the books, according to the agencies, to come back again in the fall of 2021. So then what we would do is have option B. So the season 10 would be, part A would be in March and April, and part B of the season would be in
yeah.
October and November.
Spread out,
but
yeah.
it's just, you know.
Is there any thought of moving to some sort of virtual, you know, I know like the Helena Symphony has now started doing some virtual concerts. Is there a way to do that at all?
Well, we've talked about it a little bit, but we've also asked lots of our patrons, and they said, well, I may as well watch a TV show.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's just it.
Because yeah. it's the intimacy again, the reaction, the interaction. That's the reason you go to a live performance. When you
right.
can't get that, have the expectation of being able to have that feeling in the room with that performer, it's, like
yeah,
it's I said, put
same.
On a CD.
Yeah.
And that's how people are reacting.
Right. So right now, what's up next then for Stars, Joy? I mean, and then I guess the second half of that is, how can people help you at this point?
Well, if you haven't purchased your membership, or not membership, I don't like to use that word, but if you haven't purchased your series ticket yet, that would help abundantly, because then that helps put us into that into the budget to know that we're going to be able to still cover everything, because there's a lot of different costs. And we stopped the marketing because it was like, we have nothing to market. We don't know where we're going and when. So we just postponed all of that. But the big thing is show up, buy a ticket, show up, buy a ticket. That's what's really important. And if you aren't able to come, buy tickets for someone else, you know, but supporting with ticket sales is huge.
Yeah.
And, you know, keep us in your thoughts. We'll go for that too.
So if people want to sort of follow, I know you're probably updating. Are you updating on your website? Or because people are wondering, is the next one going to be the next one?
Right,
or is it,
right.
Where can they find that out, information at?
StarsOnStage.net, stars with a Z. And I think Gary is updating it right now, or maybe did a day or two ago. But anything that we get, and then I have a Facebook page for Stars, and I just posted on there what we're looking at doing now with the idea of the March shows, which incidentally, the first show comes directly out of New York City. So you see, it's that one takes some planning for sure. But they definitely, at this point, have it on their books to be in Montana in March.
Okay, good.
So,
and we've got,
we're glad of that.
Dean and Marilyn, hopefully.
Yes, that's
as well.
We have them out of Las Vegas in April, and then Philip Fortenberry to end the, well, supposedly it was going to end it.
Yeah.
But I think it's the 26th of April, but he comes out of Las Vegas along with Rebecca Spencer. And Philip and Rebecca, when I saw them perform at a conference, that's the reason we started Stars on Stage, because we were so overwhelmed with how their talent was and their incredible abilities. And so that's how we started Stars. So we want them back.
Yeah. So we've got our fingers crossed that
we
get a season. So right now we're looking at, you know, basically let's get through Christmas.
Right.
And then hopefully we have season 10. It's delayed, but.
Right.
It'll be a season like no other. Already it is.
Oh,
Joy.
Of course. So, and yes, it'll be delayed, and that's the way it has to be. It's just the circumstances today.
Yeah. So. Well, I mean, I appreciate you coming in. It's not, you know, usually you get to come in and we get to sort of crow about, hey, look at how great this is, and you get to take advantage of it, and we have music clips to play, and we didn't get to do any of that today.
Right. Well, the music clips are out there, but we just don't know when they're going to show up.
Right. So, yeah. Joy Novoto is Stars on Stage. They're going to have a season 10. I promise you, it's going to happen. And when we get that date stamped in the book as, yes, it is happening, we're going to have her back. We're going to have clips. We might even get Gary in from the car. That's all we got for today, though. We'll see you back here tomorrow. I'm Troy Shockley, and that's it for Coffee Break today. Be sure to check us out on iTunes. Head on over. Give us a review there. That's always much appreciated. Or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you back here tomorrow.